happy 32nd Chappie's Deli anniversary. Let's celebrate.
Jeff, aren't you just supposed to celebrate on 30 or 35?
Mike, didn't you just celebrate your 41st year and 21-day wedding anniversary?
Okay, but it's because I forgot for 3 weeks. You happy now?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You've been detected and recorded. Leave immediately.
This cycle of jerks has to end.
It's Heartbreak Hotel up in here. Get out of my life.
I'm finished.
Everything comes to an end.
I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Complicated by COVID, but the Tokyo Games have arrived at last after a year-long delay. They're a multinational showcase of the finest athletes in a world fragmented by disease now. They're also steeped in political and medical baggage over the relentless pandemic. Many Japanese are divided over the issue of whether or not the Olympic Games should be taking place at all in their country. Opening ceremonies being carried out in a stadium which will be mostly empty. About 100 of the 613 U.S. athletes descending on Tokyo for the Games are not vaccinated. That's according to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee's medical chief. Crews are said to be making big progress against the nation's largest wildfire burning in the state of Oregon, even as fires in neighboring states like California and Nevada continue to threaten homes. At the opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow up 31 points. This is SRN News.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
It is a very sauna-like out there with 82 degrees and a dew point of 75 right now. Oh, my gosh, there's another AP bulletin about the Cleveland Indians changing their name. Please get that out of my face. I'm from Cleveland. The Guardians. The Guardians.
What?
The Guardians. Hot and humid again today with a high temperature in the lower 90s, heat index 100 or higher. Yes, there will be storms on the radar. But yesterday, there were fewer storms than the day before. And today, there will be fewer storms than the day before. Still, though, you can get under a tropical downpour and get 2 inches of rain. That's the way it works in the summertime. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs in the low to mid-90s, heat index easily 100 to 105 both days. Widely scattered heat relief from a few spotty thunderstorms, but the rain chance is only running. I mean, the coverage will be down to 20 to 30% over the weekend. And the heat rolls on Monday and Tuesday with heat indices near the 105 danger range. Right now, this morning, it's a lovely 82 degrees here in the sauna at 9:05.
Good morning, Rich. Hi. Thomas. I'm so sorry about Cleveland.
Well, you know, they were kicking around the name the Spiders, which I guess they used to be called years ago, but the Guardians.
Really?
Well, yeah. I was more saying, I'm so sorry you're from Cleveland.
Yeah, that too. Like,
oh, no.
But Cleveland, do you actually, rocks. How long did you live there?
First 18 years of my life. Actually, 21 miles west of downtown. So and, a little town near Cleveland, west on the west side.
And I imagine it was like, it was that middle class, it was a middle class country then. Yeah. It was this great childhood.
Back then it was the mistake by the lake. because the Cuyahoga River caught fire.
Oh, no.
They had to put the river out, you know. But it's turned into a pretty cool town, and it's the, you know, the rock and roll capital, rock and roll capital of the whole world,
right?
Because of the words rock and roll were uttered on WJW radio by Alan Freed, and
yeah.
coined the phrase. No, Cleveland's a great city, and Lake Erie is almost swimmable now.
I like how you led me into the selling the city, though. You're like, after that lake fire, things went really well.
Yeah, putting out the river. Yeah, where's the fire?
Yeah, it's the river burning.
Just let it flow down river. It'll be somebody else's problem.
I would love to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame sometime. Maybe we'll go to a Guardians game.
I still proudly wear my Cleveland Indians, the old
Good.
Logo with the Chief Wahoo
yep.
shirt. Everywhere I've taken it around the country, where I've gone places, including the desert trip, it's a great conversation starter. Oh, you're from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh, we're playing you today in the playoffs.
Do you ever get a negative response wearing it?
No, I have not. I have not.
I've got a Cleveland Indians hat.
Yeah.
I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
Never had anything.
I haven't
negative.
Yet, but I imagine in this woke world. I probably will.
Well, in that case, I strongly suggest you start working out your left hand so you can be pink and strong and smack them right out of your way.
Guess what T-shirt I'm going to sport everywhere today?
Where?
What's that?
What?
It's going to be the old Cleveland, because they just named the T-shirt.
I was pleased.
Thought you were letting us know you were going to go shirtless.
No. No,
I'm working out. We're on the chest.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
I'll go shirtless.
Okay, all right.
Ooh, no, but I'm sorry you're going through this with the Cleveland
I mean, it's,
change. It, no, it's just
I grew up watching
ridiculous.
Cleveland Indians baseball.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's near and dear to my heart.
Have they lit the thing?
No, they haven't lit the thing yet. But the coolest thing, and by the way, folks, if you're wondering, this is all going to play out on television tonight, but they're carrying it live starting at 6 a.m. this morning, which was 8 p.m. in Tokyo, the opening ceremonies. And one of the coolest things I saw was the, I forget how many hundreds of drones over the stadium that made up the globe. Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah.
So, there's 1,000 people in that stadium that hold 68,000, and the rest are cardboard cutouts like they were doing in baseball.
Oh, plus, if you're Japanese, you're not allowed to go.
Oh, that's right.
Now, really?
The people that are in stands are dignitaries and sponsors.
Only. Yeah.
So
how would you like to know that you just paid for a big party for everybody else? And
millions and millions of dollars of your sponsorship.
This is making me sad. The guy speaking is not... I can't even see his
well,
face.
Also, a lot of the organizers keep getting in trouble. Another one was kind of kicked off the Olympic organizing team.
I feel bad for the kids.
Well, this guy did a Holocaust joke 27 years ago,
Lord.
And he was kicked off the Olympic committee today, or yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, Japanese guy. And that woke crowd is just...
I hope we just ridiculous. Get over all this. You get to see some great events, some great athletes, because that's where the true magic is.
I forget where the next one is, but Los Angeles is in the mix.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
cool.
It's either this next one. No, it's not the next one, but it's probably the one right after that. So anyway,
I hope we can get LA cleaned up before.
Exactly. Yeah. Still wearing masks.
That's right.
All right. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Have a good one, buddy.
Have a good weekend, Rich.
Bye, Chase.
Bye.
He's at the door ready to go.
Is that a Joe's Crab Shack shirt?
Yeah.
I hadn't been there in 20 years.
Probably when I bought this shirt.
That's awesome. Nice.
Peace, love, and crabs, baby.
Well, news and views here on a Friday will begin in mere moments.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Commercial landscapers need to make the most of every lawn. Kubota has the equipment that won't let you down, from the productivity-boosting Z700 mower to the reliable Kubota SVL track loader. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
For Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Thanks to traffic cameras, two murder suspects are behind bars. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says Cedric Toler Jr. and Emmanuel Hardley, both of Camden, are each charged in the shooting that killed disabled veteran Jacinta McCaskey and wounded her husband, Jamichael McCaskey Sr. Selma Police Captain Jonathan Cole says 37-year-old Kelvin Thomas and 20-year-old Kendall Thomas of Selma are behind bars this morning for robbing a gas station on Highway 80 East. He says the duo entered the store on Sunday evening, pulled a gun, demanded money, and then ran off with the cash. Cole says both brothers were arrested the next day. And magnet school students now have the option to be bused to school. MPS's Department of Transportation has set up magnet school bus sites. The bus hubs are more cost-effective since the state does not fund transporting magnet school students from door to door. If interested, contact MPS for more information. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
A fella in there will pay you $10 if you sing into his hand.
I'm not here to make a record, you junk cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours.
Is that how you conduct yourself? Democracy!
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal, you know the thing.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
You don't tell your pappy how to cut the electorate. We ain't one at a time in here. We're mass communicating.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. A little bit of mass communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Here on a Friday morning. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
Now,
how you doing this morning, Eddie?
All is good in the hood.
Good. I had dinner with Jack Campbell last night.
How was Jack Campbell?
It was just us two. And, yeah, he just wants to give a hearty how you doing to all of you.
That's good to hear. I'm glad Jack's doing good.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that he is surviving. And not just surviving, he's enjoying himself.
He's thriving, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you hit that point in life where some folks are going through a trial. And it's the nature of the journey.
Sure.
Going into the autumn of winter of life, and he's not there yet. He's still very much in the autumn.
Yeah, I dare you to tell him that.
Well, I'm going to say autumn and not fall of life, because that'd just be insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, Jack. And he might call in this morning.
Okay. I'm ready.
And we're now looking at our TV screens. The Olympic Fanfare, done by the Boston Pops Orchestra. That's what Stu, Varney is playing on Fox Business.
Oh.
And then over this shoulder, they're playing the opening ceremonies live. And
yep.
Did they just light the torch while I was talking?
I didn't see the torch light. I saw a bunch of flashes, so I assumed the torch was lit then.
Okay.
Like they did a 10,000-foot view, so.
Right. Now, that would be an epic thing to do. And an incredible honor.
Light the torch?
To light the torch.
I remember when it came to the U.S. a few years ago, it came through Alabama, the running of the torch.
Is there a particular Olympic event that you like?
No, not necessarily summer. Nah.
Not in summer Olympics?
No, I'm Winter Olympics guy.
You know, like, you know, watching the sprinting?
No, looks very tiring. Although I still wish we would get a normal everyday guy in there so we could see really how much faster the Olympic people are than everyday people.
Hmm. I'm a big fan of the women's shot put.
Really?
Yeah.
That one chick that throws the ball and chain?
Yeah, that's more of the hammer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But
I don't like men's shot put. It's like these big, burly gents, you know.
Yeah.
You know, sweaty out there in Tokyo. Like, I don't want to watch that. It's
no.
Just, you know. But I like it when I see a lady do it.
What about volleyball?
Volleyball. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I enjoy watching.
You ever play some volleyball, pickup volleyball?
Yeah, but more just friends and on vacation, things like that.
I was never great at it. I'm short, you know. As you've been known to give me a hard time.
You have to be careful being a short guy playing volleyball because people have a tendency to try to spike it on you.
Now, the Bongino Report is their top story today.
Yeah?
And I'm a little skeptical of this.
Uh-oh.
But everybody needs to be freaked out, or we won't pay attention, brother. The Democrats are trying to abolish ICE.
Oh, really?
They're still trying to abolish ICE.
Not a surprise.
No, not really. Though, I'd imagine what they're going to do is just name it something new.
Oh.
Yeah, they'll just name it something new. And they'll keep the party going.
Well, that way you get to keep the money, too.
Right. And you can still pay people, but then you tie their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn guys who just signed up to be, you know, Border Patrol agents, where you're locked and loaded. Doesn't mean you're out there to kill, but
nope. It
means you're out there to corral folks in. Like, you signed up to defend the United States border.
Right.
And now you've become essentially a daycare facility.
You're not guarding it. You're more or less picking them up and delivering them.
And I've never blamed the people making that treacherous journey. Well, not the innocent. There are some who have made it their stock and trade of being, what do they call it, coyotes?
Coyotes, that's right. And what's something that bothers me and always has is if anybody wants to get into the country, you can pay a coyote and he'll bring you. I don't care if you're from the Far East.
And you have to wonder how desperate is your situation back home, or how great is it here, despite us, you know, being a little down on the country at times, for you to make such a perilous journey.
I've talked to a few people that have. I've got a couple friends that have come over.
Yeah?
And, it was a perilous journey, no doubt. And most of them have been here 10 or 15 years or more. And what really bothers me, these particular people I know are hardworking people. They're the kind of people we want in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But citizenship is something that, as far as getting it legally, is just way out of their view. They don't even think it's possible.
And because they cross illegally?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of folks like that around these parts. I know down on the coast. And no, I worked at Auburn at a donut shop for years. And there were two Guatemalans who would work the graveyard shift with us, midnight to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes midnight to noon. It was a miserable shift.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that one. About 7 a.m., I got to go.
Yeah, and that's what we usually did. We'd make all the donuts quick enough, and we'd work with the two Guatemalans. And they actually had a massive family they'd bring in occasionally who wouldn't help work, but they, you know, the wife and kids are there.
Yep, that's what they do.
Brought them in. But there was one night where he was my roommate, and we worked together there at the graveyard shift at the donut shop. We'd play some Mars Volta.
Mars Volta.
Yeah, some, you know, progressive rock.
Yeah.
And, you know, they very much tap into sort of Central American, like, mythology, and they would speak in Spanish in some of the songs.
Right.
A lot of tales of the devil, don't you know? And these guys looked at us one night.
I bet.
Because they couldn't speak English very well. We could communicate well enough. Like, you know, you're making donuts. Okay, I just needed this dough. Could you throw it in the proofer?
Right.
Like, yeah, you could communicate just fine. But when some of those songs would come on, they didn't. They were freaked out.
I bet,
like,
dude.
We're like, oh, no. It's just
music. I swear.
Yeah, I'm sorry for bringing up the SoCal gringo music.
Like, right.
I apologize dearly. So, you know, folks, it's Friday. 272-9228. Are you excited for the Olympics this year?
Yeah.
There's something about, and I'm looking at the screen right now. Okay, the torch has not been lit yet.
No, I saw. I think they're getting ready to. They're doing the flag ceremony.
Well, there are folks standing at attention and salute as little children sing, and they're looking at the Olympic flag and the Japanese flag. So I imagine this is the Japanese national anthem.
That's probably. Obviously.
And that's actually a pretty remarkable visual. It's sparse. Like, there isn't a lot of fanfare there, but the flags are very well lit. The torch is very well lit, and the rest of that arena there is completely darked out with a little ambient blue light. Now, the Olympics should be a time for celebration, a time for, you know, worthwhile struggle and good faith. And now they're doing some presentation. It's like projected birds.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me you couldn't actually find real birds as snow is falling? These things have become more and more elaborate.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's kind of cool, but I'm still bothered by the fact that Japanese citizens can't go.
Yeah,
this is on their dime.
Well, they're a little extra sensitive about not just COVID, but any sort of
infectious
disease.
But they always have been. They've always been, you know, they wear masks.
When you're an island nation, you can be pretty easily decimated.
Yeah.
Japan and, you know, Japan's public health facilities actually are more localized.
Right.
Which, hey, you know, I would just advise the geniuses that run the United States government or the elite who advise them from the university system. Y'all are brilliant people a lot of the time. Mm. But I think we have a problem here when we have one central point of failure. We have one central point of failure for American culture in many regards. We have one central point of failure for responses to pandemics.
Mm.
Or to world events that require military action. Maybe you only want one central point of failure for military action. Or at least when it comes to command and control. Command and control, central point of failure makes sense for a military. I'll give us that.
Right.
Though our strength as a military is that somebody of a lower rank, say, you know, you got a few on me, I look up and go, hey, Sarge, this is not a good idea. And actually, in not just the American, but Western tradition, there's been a tradition of listening. Going, okay, that was a little, the tone you used, I didn't like there, private, but okay, you make a good point. But this central point of failure that is government continues to fail us while cheerleaders that we elect continue to potpourri that stuff that stinks so much.
I don't know, I kind of got to disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
Central government has not failed us. I don't know if you've looked at any headlines lately, but like our ABC board, they put out a statement that we have no danger of running dry. We're going to have all the alcohol we can have, even though there's supply chain shortages.
That's a state function. I'm talking about D.C.
Even higher.
I'm talking about D.C. Now, I would like the state of Alabama to get out of the liquor business.
Me too.
Though that's very reassuring. We can get drunk as we need to. Very reassuring. And thank you again. You can't thank her enough. if you're thinking about or maybe on the fence when it comes to Governor Kay Ivey, just remember she got us liquor delivery.
Right. Is that still available?
And, you know, I think another great reason to vote for Kay Ivey, despite all the jokes and mockery, is that she's got that old school accent. I really think that's... you can do the granny accent if you want, but if there's something about this accent right here that I'm not doing perfectly, but it's I love it. I'm actually envious of it. I've got kind of this flat tone to myself, and I love that old school southern almost
that
denim
lower
era.
Alabama.
No, it gets into the coastal regions too, yeah. I believe a little bit.
But also, she's got a fashion trend that I love her Django outfits.
And she's getting ripped by some of the Alabama literati.
About what?
Yesterday, a reporter got in her face and said, what are we going to do about the unvaccinated? And she goes, I don't know. What do you think?
All right.
And they're like, oh, she looks scared. Well, what you could do, Governor, if you were a good liberal, is you could have more mask mandates.
No.
These geniuses here to save the world.
Now, did that person have a mask on that was asking that question?
Actually, yeah. It was a reporter.
Well, then, good for them. Mm-hmm. Go away.
Yeah. Leave me alone, kid. You're bothering me. Right. That'll do, pig. That'll do. That, Governor Ivey, or maybe if Josiah, Joe Bonner is listening.
Yeah.
If you are ever annoyed with a reporter, just say, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
I love that.
Duke, welcome to the show.
Morning, morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Darn all right. You like the Olympics?
No, I listen to the governor. I got a friend of mine, Sling Blade, wanted to ask Governor George a question or two.
Okay, get you those tater tots and let's go.
How you doing?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, Duke.
Come on, help me out now.
Well, hello, young man. How you? Is that a lawnmower blade in your hand?
Yes, it is. It's a lawnmower blade in my hand.
Okay. Duke, I'm not going down this road with you, Duke. No. We need a hard stop right now. Hard stop.
Let me finish right quick, though. I understand that Governor Ivey and Nick Saban are on the one out there asking people to take the shot. Mm-hmm. What y'all going to do about that, Governor?
Well, we're going to keep talking.
Well, I can't do it this morning.
Well, and we're going to trick folks. We're going to say shots like
but
that party song.
Why is it, though, that the governor and Nick Saban are the ones trying to get people to take the shot now?
It's not just them, Duke.
They need to get away some money or some footballs or some elephant heads or something. Like that.
Well, there's been a big push lately. Senator Shelby, Senator Tuberville, like everybody with a position of power.
Yeah.
Is pushing this. And you notice that I haven't been pushing it because...
I'll tell you what it worked, though. If they get Trump to come down here and throw a rally and tell everybody to take the shot, hell, they're down there triple with themselves to
get... Yeah, you're right, Duke. If they had a vaccine booth at the Trump rally, they'd probably have 90% of the state done.
Yeah. Let's call Mo Brooks and see if he can kick that thing off a little bit.
Well, and by the way, I've got a Trump story coming up.
Oh,
that
kind
of shows the lighter side of the man. You remember Judge Napolitano, Duke?
Yep.
Yeah, and he's no longer with Fox. I think he actually just wrote a 500-page book that's forthcoming.
Good
it's
Lord.
Like a true scholarly work about the law and the constitutional history of this country.
But he didn't say nothing bad about Trump in it, did he?
No, he's sure kind of a... I'll play it in a second. It's a recent speech he gave, and I want to share at least this little anecdote. It's kind of fun.
Man, I thought I could pull the Sling Blade thing off there more. I couldn't do it. It's so funny.
No, you were just... It was so convincing you were freaking me out, all right? Thanks, Duke. I had to run.
All
See
right,
you, buddy.
Gentlemen.
Have a good weekend.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by XI Repair. If you need your cell phone, your smartphone, maybe your tablet or laptop, desktop computer, even gaming console or drone, they can fix it all there at XI Repair. Especially those smartphones. Like, there's one. We keep talking about it, but it bears repeating. You saw it, Eddie.
Yeah.
The phone that was shot.
And it's not a small bullet hole. It's not.
It's a massive bullet hole. And they were able to fix the phone.
I just want to meet the guy that said, you know what? I got so much faith in XI Repair, I'm taking this phone to them and they're going to fix it.
And when you go to their location on Perry Hill Road, folks, you'll see when you walk into the lobby behind a beautiful countertop desk there at the front, it's a big backsplash, like, of all these broken old cell phone cases. Really genius stuff. And you can actually look at each one and kind of see the story.
Yeah.
You can hear them shouting through the cracks and the breaks. I was shot by a 9mm. Again, this is a phone, not people. I was run over by a scorned lover. Mm. There are all sorts of reasons you might break your phone, or it could just be an accident. And there at XI Repair, they can help you out. Often, most repairs can be done in under 30 minutes. They fix thousands of phones a month and really are doing great work for so many in this listening audience, as well as so many other folks in the River region. If you have something a bit more complicated, say like data recovery, or it's, you know, it's going to be a more involved repair, make an appointment. Call them at 777-1234. Again, that number for XI Repair, 777-1234, the same as my luggage. Or you can also check them out at xirepair.com. They do genius work. It's a brand new business started up by a young, very talented entrepreneur, Jonathan. So check them out today. 272-9228. More when we come back.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
news, and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, Eddie, sometimes I like to make a challenge for myself. How many songs like this do you think I could record in a weekend? If I really put the...
With this quality? Not just throwing something out there, but actually good quality
songs.
This
took me like 2 hours. This was...
I would say you should be able to do four in a weekend.
Four of these in a weekend? Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Maybe.
With
maybe
proper
so.
Inspiration.
That one's actually pretty simple, but I like how
it's pretty
sounds.
Good.
Yeah. It was just messing around with the bass one day. Sometimes, you know, you want to close out the world and slap that bass.
Don't I know it.
Eric the Dog, welcome.
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
All right, guys. It's Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. My calendars are all correct. I heard y'all talking about, I was painting, so I didn't get to hear the very first part, but I heard y'all talking about people coming here illegally, and what were y'all talking about on that, trying to...
We were more empathizing with the people who make that journey and who are living that life kind of in the shadows.
Right.
Yeah, I can clearly relate to that. I had a, I got a buddy of mine, you know, I speak Spanish, and I'm not like, next to y'all, I'm fluent, but when you start talking to a native speaker, I'm more like, you know, sure. 6 or 7 year old.
Right.
I mean, I can get my point across and I can say some pretty funny things and talk like a sailor, but... You know, I'm not going to have a discussion with you about Hermides and all that stuff over my head. But there was a woman here who lost her husband in some kind of weird traffic accident. And Montgomery Police Department doesn't really have the means or ability to communicate with these people. The police were talking to them, but they really didn't make any effort to explain anything to them, you know, to where they understood. So I was getting involved, and these people thought he'd been shot and all this other kind of stuff, and a lot of miscommunication about paperwork and all this other stuff, man. It's just, it's, I empathize with them. I really do. I mean, I think you should come here legally, but I mean,
right.
You're here and we have to do something. So, I mean, let's be realistic, you know. We obviously can't send people door to door checking for papers unless you're doing it for a vaccine, and then everybody's cool with that.
I think the most interesting people to talk to about this are recent legal immigrants who have now gone through the process of being full citizens. And I think they would understand two things. Number one, you got to come here legally because you can come here in full good standing, and it's just a better way to go about it. But you could also see they would understand how messed up, how expensive, how much red tape, how much bureaucratic nonsense, again, from the central point of failure, the federal government, you know, it raises the cost unnecessarily so.
Exactly.
And thus, surprise that people in a very poor area south of our border are trying to come up here for opportunity.
Sure.
Now, that doesn't mean it's all sunshine and lollipops. There's some bad dudes.
Yeah.
Bad hombres that come up here, of course. But
There was a couple of videos in the last few weeks of when that mass interest was coming over, where those coyotes actually dropped some babies over the wall. Literally dropped 3 and 4 year old kids, dropped them. Boom.
Right.
And then people don't, I mean, those guys are just in it for the money.
Right.
They're so desensitized. And I mean, their level of violence that they're used to, you know, we think Chicago's bad, but I mean, and I have no point of reference for this. I'm kind of just, you know, off the cuff here. But those people's level of poverty and what they're used to seeing and dealing with is nothing to them. I mean, dropping a kid, I mean, I dropped 6 30 minutes ago. I mean, what's your problem?
Well, before anybody says what's going on that journey all the way to the southern border is anarchy, no, this is the product of two nation states that continue to look the other way. Yeah. And one that in particular, I suspect... The U.S. government keeps the Mexican government from actually having a strong response to cartels.
Well, yeah, it's profitable. It's like I've heard some other people say, you know, we're not, and this is kind of way down the rabbit hole, but we're not reproducing at a rate that's going to keep this current generation going. So you have to supplement your population to, in order to keep moving forward. Because at some point, you know, you're going to end up with a handle going to break off. You know, you ain't got nothing to hang on to and nothing to support, you know, what we're going forward with. So, I mean, this is this. And then these people get here and can't speak a little. This makes me, you hear me? This makes me mad. I mean, I made an effort a long time ago to learn a second language. So, one, I like to be helpful. And two, you know, why not? You know, you got to do something with your time. Might as well make it productive, right?
Sure.
But these people come here on purpose, intentionally, and don't learn a lick of English. And we make all these accommodations to them, which costs us money. I don't mind helping you out. But at some point, come on, man. If I was in Mexico, you know how many English things are there? You know how many government services would be provided to me in a language I understand fluently?
0.00.
Right, and it's crazy. No place else on the planet does this. But, you know, we're all racist. We're all bigoted. You know, we don't like immigrants, all this other. Man, come on, dude.
No, I think people should learn English, number one, because it's the language of the United States, but it's also become the global language of commerce and communication. It's obviously going to be a lot of English there in Japan with the Olympics going on right now. And by the way, the small torch is being carried to the big torch, but it looks like some elderly at this point Japanese men, but I'm guessing from those calves, these guys were athletes in their earlier days. Well, oh, that's awesome, though. There's one guy looks to be kind of hobbled, a bit injured, but he's being escorted by another gentleman, and they're about to touch torches. Yeah, it's happening now. Sorry to get off the path here,
no, Eric, man,
but that's just amazing to see. Fire is something special. I got to run, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
Adios.
Later, Eric.
Yeah, but you should learn English just to your own benefit. And this has been the experience of many immigrants here to this country. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think there's an advantage to knowing more than one language, no matter where you're from, because it allows you to think. There are a lot of word games, especially some bad people use, that are easier to see through when you know more than one English, or I'm sorry, American. Yes. When you know only American. We don't speak English, we speak American here. Actually, there's a great book on that. The American language is quite different than other places where the kings was spread. 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll come back to Soldier Boy and others after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry on Vaughan Road in the Peppertree Shops. And any of those heirloom pieces that are out of date or old history and things like that, come in and let us re-bling it for you. Yes, our re-blinging program. You got it. We can remake those pieces into something new and bling out the door. Well, you could trade them in for something new and be blung out that way, or come in and just walk away with a check. So either way, we're going to bling you, so come in and get re-bling with those old pieces you don't use anymore.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of The Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means The Herb Shop. Let the experts at The Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the biggest story this weekend will shift from the number of storms around to heat and humidity. Today, there will be some random, scattered, hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening especially. Very humid today with a high temperature in the lower 90s. Saturday's high around 93. I think we'll be closer to the mid-90s on Sunday. Triple-digit heat indices over the weekend, 100 to 105. Scattered thunderstorms will cool down a few lucky towns here and there, and the big heat continues on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, good timing. Literally as we speak, about 3 seconds ago, Naomi Osaka took a little torch, touched it to the Olympic torch there in the midst of the Coliseum Stadium. That's a remarkable torch, too. Cool. It's like Transformer.
Yeah, the way it opened up, it's really cool.
Wow.
As simple as it is, I still kind of get excited over the...
Well, fire is cool, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Brought to you by the Big Fire Lobby.
Well, they better be careful. That's a lot of cardboard cutouts in there for that fire.
Hey, Soldier Boy.
Joey, you get excited over the littlest things, I've heard.
He just likes short women. I don't have nothing to do with
it. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Shut your mouth, Eddie.
He has a type.
He likes short Asian women.
No, I still try to, you know, enjoy life despite all the crap around us. Mm. Oh, now fireworks.
Huh. That's kind of stereotypical there.
He's like a little kid, isn't he, Eddie?
Sometimes.
Oh, look, fireworks.
Ooh, squirrel.
Oh, what do you like to do? Curl up on the couch with a cigar and watch a Ken Burns documentary?
Yeah, what's wrong with that, man?
I know, like it's just kind of a rite of passage for, like, you know, middle-aged men.
Well, I also do that. I like to crank up a nice stogie and watch a little reruns of Tucker Carlson, you know. I like that.
Oh, sure.
Hey, what'd you think about Sleepy Joe last night in his little town hall speech.
Wasn't that two nights ago?
Yeah, you know, yeah. But, you know what I'm trying to say, Joey, but, you know, yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then they come on CNN. Oh, he was magnificent.
He's quite the communicator.
Oh, what a communicator. I haven't heard that since JFK.
Yeah.
Oh, my. God.
Nah, he has probably more of the prowess of Warren Harding.
Yes.
Warren Harding.
Did you see...
Like, I think H.L. Mencken described Harding's speeches as like dogs baying at the moon, a string of wet sponges. That's kind of Joe Biden right there, you know?
Well, you know John Lemon. Do you know that little dog you put on the dashboard and his head goes up and down when you go over a little bump?
Yeah,
that was Don Lemon. His head kept going up and down. And you know he had an earpiece in him, telling him as soon as Joe started to, you know, drag along, they probably yelled, DEFCON 4, abort, abort, cut to commercial.
It wouldn't surprise me.
You know, my favorite Don Lemon clip is from years ago when he's talking to Morgan Freeman. And he lays out the whole, like, aren't you held back because of your, you know, the history of this country with race and racism. Isn't that still a problem today, the legacy of that? And Morgan Freeman just looks at him and goes, BS, and he doesn't abbreviate it. And Lemon's, like, shocked. He goes, BS. And it's like, it's a fantastic moment. It's like, you can make it. You might not be a big movie star or, you know, be the greatest Olympic athlete, but you can live a pretty darn good life. And will there be people out there that hate you for all sorts of reasons?
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? Look at them like they're a piece of gum on the bottom of your shoe, all right?
What is systemic racism going on? Isn't Don Lemon also a man of color and gay?
Yeah, and he dates a white guy.
And he's living a pretty darn good life, too. You know?
So he lives in the Hamptons?
No, but he's in solidarity with all the folks who don't have it as good as him.
Oh, he gets in the gets in those little private clubs and smokes up, fires up a stogie and talks about that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a very kept man, that's for sure.
Oh, he does. And it's just funny. And then he talks about racism. And I was like, my God, is that the wrong mouthpiece to be on television to talk about systemic racism?
I'm getting a little tired. You know how when you're a kid, you might have had action figures and it could have been Ninja Turtles or whatever it was.
I had G.I. Joe with a kung fu grip.
But you actually have them like fight, you'd set up battles, all this stuff.
Well,
I'm tired of the elite using, let's say, the less informed and intelligent as their like action figures fighting their battles. It's a bit unseemly.
That's good. I like that analogy.
Well, the $6 million man, he was so tough as a doll. He had parts that would break off that were made to break off.
How about Stretch Armstrong?
I remember some Stretch Armstrong.
The goo from Stretch Armstrong was quite tasty.
And I had some G.I. Joes myself. My Uncle Scott got in trouble one day because he set up this whole, like, he was a big fan of World War II, still is.
Yeah.
He's like, have you watched Patton again yet? And I'm like, I've watched it like two or three times. Yeah, but have you watched it again?
Lately?
George G. Scott is an American treasure. Yeah, I know Uncle Scott. did you watch Casablanca again? No, we're getting off the point here. He set up like this whole battlefield as G.I. Joes, and he got what, M90s or whatever, and he blew it all up.
Yeah.
He got in a lot of trouble. Let's
really?
Just say. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he blew up more than just the G.I. Joes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the yard was messed up.
But that was cool. That's Battlefield, baby.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I tell you, nothing got better until the G.I. Joe got the facial hair going.
Yep.
And okay.
He had the kung fu grip.
And then he had that kung fu grip, baby.
He hit the button.
And we had the kung fu grip, man. You get your neighbor, man, and we wailed at each other, man. I'm surprised we weren't in the emergency room more often. you can still play with dolls and be violent, right? Oh, great. Well, what a great country it is, you know? It's like we used to have lawn darts, and we used to have slip and slide. I'd run that slip and slide so fast, I'd run into a wall or hedges or something. And
well, the worst,
I'd be all
we were so lazy, we'd lay it down, and there'd be like the green pine cones underneath.
Oh, yeah.
And
That is lazy. We got lazy. Dude, because what was supposed to originally hold them in place was those steel little pegs.
Mm.
Oh, that's right.
And man,
we didn't have time for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Right.
Hey, you got time for that. And if you did, man, you hit your rib on it, man. But, you know, we're not snowflakes, man. We just got up, you know, and sucked it up, buttercup.
Oh, yeah.
That's but not today.
Rub some dirt on it.
No.
Get right back on there.
Oh, we all got a cradle and coddle. Hey, when are we going to take care of? I think our homeless people on the corners of these streets in Montgomery.
We're getting quite a few.
I think they're unionized.
I wouldn't doubt it. Man, we get...
Because they don't work in this... I mean, I had to go to work, and I'm driving in my car, and it's raining. I didn't see one of them out.
Well, you know what? I see different ones. So, and then they're not passing through. I'll see some on the boulevard, and then later on,
different
ones on the boulevard. Right, I'll see them in another area of town. I'm like, what, do y'all got a bus going around picking y'all up? What's the deal?
And now some of the streets, I mean, it used to be just the interstates. Just in some of the major Man, I started to see a neighborhood. Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
Yep.
I guess they're getting some food over at Mr. G's at the same time at lunch with their free money.
Well, they not anymore.
Not anymore, they're not.
Why is that?
Mr. Gus's is gone. They shut down.
When?
About a week or two ago. They made an announcement.
What do you think caused that?
The current job market, and economy, and prices. You know, I'll say it in full disclosure. I went to Bomb Hours last night, and they're straight up about it. They hand you the regular menu, then they hand you this thing saying attention. We're just being straight up because of the prices in the chicken market right now. I mean, how much, like...
10 wings for...
Like 15 bucks, 18 bucks,
It's not just them. At least Baumhauer's has kind of the courtesy to say, hey, we're letting you know up front.
Yeah, we got a call from, I believe, Bob yesterday, or Bill, one of the two of them.
So, but what did our president say last night? This little Don Lemon asked him about, you know, small business and the wages going up.
That was two nights ago. What morning is it? Is it Thursday or Friday, Soldier Boy? Is it Thursday or Friday? Because if it's Thursday, I'm going to lose my mind.
I tell you, it's not easy being Soldier Boy. Okay?
That is true.
I'm going to play the pity card. I'm breaking out the pity card now, okay? The victim card.
Let's ruminate about it over the weekend, and we'll meet back on Monday. How about
that? I went to Walmart the other day.
I don't want to hear the story. I got to run.
Bye.
All right. Later, Soldier Boy.
Love you, man. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets. Install tile. Update outlets. Change out sinks and faucets. Repair fences. Replace rotted wood and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Lake Kickback Ranch and Event Center. Be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331. We offer five lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer seven venues. So you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.net.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at prolinksec.com. That's prolinksec.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Tokyo Games have arrived at last. They are a multinational showcase of the finest athletes in a world still fragmented.